Wonderful to be here. Hearing your all's responses or hearing your voices during the Apostles' Creed. When we're outside, I can see you talking, but I can't hear you. And just hearing those voices is great. So it's, again, looking you in the eye, this is fabulous. One thing, the folks in the parking lot, I didn't go over with my mic towards the piano. I hope they could hear, so I apologize for that. But this morning, I'm going to read some scripture in a second. I'm going to bring you another sermon on prayer, and today's is almost going to be like a testimony. I'm going to use a lot of personal references because I've told you before my focus for my spiritual growth the last several years has been to pray more, to be more intentional about going to the Lord in prayer, to make prayer a part of my life. That's kind of been my goal the last several years. I've been a Christian a long time, but I have matured more in my prayer life in the last 3 or 4 years than I probably did the other 30 or 40 years combined. So I want to share some of those things with you this morning. And first, I want to read Scripture. I'm going to read from Philippians. I'm going to read the fourth chapter and the first 10 verses. It's Philippians 4, verses 1 through 10. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown stand firm in the Lord in this way. My beloved, I urge Euodia and Syntyche to be of the same mind in the same Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have received your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned for me, but had no opportunity to show it. And this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, just again, I just come to you to give you thanks, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to proclaim your word, Lord. I just pray for each person here. I pray for each person watching at home, Lord. I just pray your peace upon them, Lord. I just pray that you bless them today, Lord, that your words flow through me. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Again, we're going to continue with prayer. We're going to continue talking about prayer this morning. We've been talking about prayer a couple weeks. We talked about how to pray. Then last week we talked about when to pray and how we need each other. You see, this morning, I want to talk about different parts of prayer and different kinds of prayers that we pray. You see, a few years ago, I was discussing a plan for a new ministry. I was discussing a plan for a new ministry that I wanted to start at my home church. And I was in a meeting with my home church pastor, one of my really great friends, Doug Jennings, and a couple of other people. And I'd been thinking about this for some time. And I laid out a plan. I laid out a schedule. I laid out a bunch of information. But I spent most of my time in that meeting talking about how I wanted to raise money for it and how I wanted to come up with the funds so we'd be able to do this. Because to me, that's an important part. I come from the business world. I like to have the money secured before we go forward. So at the end of the meeting, Doug looked at me and said, "Man, this is great." He said, "But I want to know one thing. Are you wanting to start a bank or a ministry?" And he told me, he said, "Both of them are really important. Both of those things are really important, but if you really want to start a ministry, don't worry about the money. Go pray. So I took that to heart. I took it to heart, and I went back, and I started praying about this ministry. Then I included other people, and I said, you know, we need to pray about this. And I didn't mention money again. If you're doing the work of God, you need to be worried about doing the work of God. Everything else He'll take care of for you. Everything else He'll take care of for you. That don't mean we don't need money to do certain ministries. But if the ministry is of God, He's going to give us the resources we need. He's already given us the resources we need. We just need to learn how to tap into it. That really wasn't the word I wanted to hear from Doug. I wanted support on these fundraisers is what I really want to do. What he gave me was more important. What he gave me was a way I could mature my spiritual life. If I wanted to start a ministry, I need to worry about me first. I need to worry about my prayer life. If I wanted to start a bank, he was going to support me on that too. But fortunately for he and I, we started a ministry instead. But again, after the meeting, I never worried about money again. You see, because if the ministries that we support, the ministries that we provide are founded in prayer, God's going to take care of us. But we need to be in constant prayer over those ministries. You see, we're working for the Lord. We're working for Him. We're not working to raise money. Money's important. We've got to have money to pay bills. I understand that. But again, if the ministry's of the Lord, He's going to take care of everything else. But in prayer, we've got to be thankful. We've got to be thankful first. We have been blessed with so many things. Sometimes we pray a grocery list of things that we want, and we forget to thank Him for the things that we have. We forget to look for the things that He's already blessed us with. You see, because in every single prayer that we pray, there should be 7 parts. Not necessarily every prayer. Our whole day should be full of prayer. Our whole day should be full of prayer. It should be a conversation with God. If we're at work, if we're at school, everything we should do, we do should be to glorify Him, and we should be in conversation with Him about the things that we're doing. So every single day, we should include these 7 parts. And they're worship, praise, thanksgiving, confession, supplication, intercession, and dedication. You see, for our prayer life to be truly effective, each part that we're discussing this morning needs to be included. Again, it may not be included in every conversation, but in every day in our prayer life, it should include these. And the first one is worship. We've talked about worship a lot. We talked about worship a few times, about how worship in reality is putting Christ in the center of our life, that everything we do revolves around Christ. Sometimes we get that backwards too, and we try to live our life, and then we bring Christ in where we want Him. But if we're truly worshiping God, we're communicating with Him every day, and Jesus is the center of our life. Whether it's a ministry, or whether it's something in our personal life, whether it's in our relationships with our spouses, our children, and our other family members, if we're worshiping God, everything else will fall into place if we put Christ in the center. So worship is prayer. What we're doing this morning is prayer. Psalm 89:7 said, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all around Him. So when we worship Him, we hold Him in reverence. We hold Him high. Isaiah 6:2 says, He just says, holy, holy, holy. You see, Isaiah right there is convicted of his unworthiness. That the only way he's worthy is by putting God in the center of his life. We're called to worship. We're called to pray and worship. And we're called to praise. We're called to praise. We're called to glorify and exalt in everything that we do. Psalm 18:3 says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. You see, praise is concerned with who and what God is. We praise God because of who and what He is. We praise God to remind us of who and what God is. God knows who He is. We praise Him. We glorify Him. So we know. So we know, and if we got Him again at the center of our life, and we're giving that praise to Him, we grow spiritually. Also, thanksgiving. A prayer should include thanksgiving, an attitude of thankfulness. There's no way we can thank God enough. There's no way we can thank God enough. Ephesians 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ." In other words, He's blessed us with everything we need. God has blessed us with everything we need. We need to thank Him. We need to be thankful for those things. What if, I've heard this saying a few times, I've seen it online, but I've heard it, but what if the only thing we woke up with tomorrow were the things that we thank God for today? What would we have? What if the only thing we had tomorrow were the things that we thanked Him for today? We need to be thankful always. We need to appreciate the things that He's blessed us with. Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Philippians 4:6, we just read it, says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Praise leads to thanksgiving. We give the glory to God and thank Him, but when we're praising God, that leads to us being thankful. Prayer also, our prayer life needs to include confession. Our prayer life needs to include confession. You see, God is faithful. God is dependable. We're humans. We fail. We come up short. We need to take those things to God. We need to confess those things to God. But a confession's not just merely giving a list of things that you've done bad or things that you want to improve on. It's the actual improvement. It's the action, the movement towards that thing that we want to get rid of, towards a better life. That's what confession really is. If we confess our sins, we want to change from our sins. Again, sin separates us from God. And when we repent, when we confess, we repent. We turn away from the sin and we start walking towards God. That's what confession is all about. It's about improvement. You see, through our confession and through His forgiveness, He cleanses us. Just like Isaiah didn't feel worthy. I don't feel worthy. I don't feel worthy of God's forgiveness. I don't feel worthy of God's blessings that He gives me with. I don't feel worthy enough to be cleansed. But that's a gift. That's the grace that He gives me when I confess. That's a part of being sanctified. Is we have to know that we can't do it without Him. We're not worthy, but He blesses us with it anyway. He offers us that grace anyway, in spite of who we are. You see, confession is an important part of reconciliation. Our goal when we're needing to confess, our goal when we sin is to be reconciled with God. Part of that is confession. Part of it is confession and turning away. Another part of prayer that should be in our daily prayer life is supplication. Supplication just simply means an earnest and formal way to request something. In other words, we do need to ask God for things that we need. 1 Timothy 2:1 says, "First of all, then I urge that supplications, prayer, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone." And then in Ephesians 6:18, Paul writes, "Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication, to that at the end keep alert and always preserve in supplication for all the saints." In other words, we're supposed to pray, again, like I talked last week, we're supposed to pray our needs to God, and we're supposed to pray for each other. But we are supposed to take our cares to God. We're supposed to take the things that we need to God. And He answers those prayers. God still answers prayers today. God still answers prayers today. He's answering prayers this morning. Sometimes we get so busy, we pray things, we get so busy, then we forget to look and see what God has done in our lives. God knows our needs. God knows our needs. We need to pray, and then we need to look for His answers. Again, when I went to Doug, when I prayed with Doug about that ministry, I didn't get the answer I was looking for. I wanted money. He told me to pray. No, I wanted the ministry, but I thought I needed the money first. So sometimes we get things backwards. Sometimes God's already answered a prayer when we pray it. But we got to look for His will. You see, supplication is for specific things. It's for specific situations. We need to ask God for these things. Last week I told you that we need God and we need each other. And the next part of prayer that I want to talk about is intercession. In other words, intercession just means, intercede means to come between two parties. In other words, when you have needs, I need to pray for you. When you have needs, I need to pray for you. When I have needs, you need to pray for me. When the person that just made you mad at Walmart or Food City or anywhere just made you mad and you need to pray for that person. You don't know what they've been through that day. You have no idea what people are dealing with. We have no idea what people are dealing with. We need to pray for them. Has somebody made y'all mad this week? I've been mad a couple times. I need to pray for those people. I need to pray for me too, to handle situations better. But we need to pray for people we love, and we need to pray for people. Well, we should love everybody. We also need to pray for people who make us mad. You see, approaching God for others, it's our duty. It's not something that's an option for us. It's our duty. We're called to pray for each other. We're called to take each other's needs to God. This requires us to have deliberate thought about each other. About each other. We need to be in deliberate thought so we can take the cares of one another to the Lord. And we need to learn to ask for wisdom. Last week I reminded you that God blessed us with two ears and one mouth. Sometimes we just need to listen to people. There's no response required. Just love and support. Sometimes when somebody comes to you with a problem, they're not really looking for a solution. They're looking for you to pray for them. And if somebody asks you to pray for them, pray for them. Don't wait. Don't say, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. No, pray with them right then. Don't matter where you are. If they're asking you for prayer, take the time out of your day to pray for them right then. Pray with them right then. We can't pray enough. We can't pray for each other enough. And again, when we're praying for people, sometimes we want details. We don't always need details. We need to pray. Sometimes people want to give you details. Sometimes they'll give you more details than you want. But sometimes they just want somebody that they know that they're praying, that's praying for them. Again, pray for them right then. Don't say, I'll pray for you in my prayer time. No, your prayer time is right now. They ask you to pray. Let's go. Let's pray. Intercessory prayer is so important. Again, we should hold each other up. We should lift each other up. If we truly love each other, we need to be praying for each other. The seventh part of prayer that I want to discuss this morning is dedication. Dedication. In all that we do, dedication. And that's dedication to God. Whatever ministry you're called to do, you need to dedicate that ministry to God. It's not yours. If it's a ministry, it don't belong to you. It don't belong to this church. It belongs to God. So everything we need to do, we need to dedicate to God. Again, I'd been a Christian a long time when God started calling me into the ministry, into actually the pulpit ministry. I'd been in ministry a while when God started revealing to me that He wanted me to be here. And I started reading this book right here. And some of you have seen this book. And I've talked about this book. This book right here is Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire from Jim Cimbala. He's the pastor at the Brooklyn Tabernacle. Somebody gave me this book when I was discerning my call for ministry. And I read it. And I've shared it. If you want a copy of this book, I may even have some copies. But this will change your life. This will teach you how to pray. You see, because too often we look at church as... We look at church, we want to fill the church, which is great. I want to fill the church too. But A.W. Tozer said that it's not about filling the pews. Filling the pews is important. What it's about is filling the people in the pews with God. If we're doing it right, yeah, I would love for this place to be packed right now. I would love for this place to be packed, but my job is to bring the Word of God to everybody that's here. Your job is to receive that Word and to share it with other people, because our job is to fill people with God, not fill seats with people. And if we dedicate our ministry to that, we'll see things grow. When Jim Cimbala went to the Brooklyn Tabernacle, it was in ruins. It was in ruins. He went there as a young man, and they had rats bigger than dogs. And I think they had a lot more rats than they had people there. His wife was gifted in music, and they started a choir. He was gifted in prayer, and they started to pray. And the prayer that he prayed was for God just to use him, to use that church that was laying in ruins. That was in 1970. The church is still thriving today. The church is still thriving today. You've heard the choir. You've seen the ministry. It all started with prayer. It started with a prayer service. What he decided to do is the night that he had choir practice, he wanted to start a prayer ministry. And the way he started measuring his success, whether he was reaching people, was who showed up to pray. Who would show up to pray? I'll be honest with you. Until I read this book right here, my prayer life was hit and miss. This shows you how to apply prayer to your life. It needs to be daily. We need to pray for each other. We need to pray for God's will. And as I close, I want to refer back to the advice I received from Doug, my pastor, my friend. And when I received it, I started being more diligent in my prayer life. And after I started praying these things, I started seeing things happen. What I didn't realize, they were happening before. God had already given me more than I needed. Things were happening even before. But now I started to see God answering prayers. You see, while I was discerning God's call on my life, I applied those things that Doug had taught me and the things that this book taught me. You see, and I learned about praying. I learned about the direction the Lord was leading me. You see, I truly believe I'm here today because of that conversation. I truly believe I'm your pastor today because of that conversation I had with Doug about prayer, about a ministry. My goal was not to be a pastor. My goal was not to be here. I'm blessed to be here. I love being here. My goal in that meeting was to raise money to get a ministry started. Some of y'all may think, man, I wish that meeting had never happened. Or I wish it'd at least be quiet for a moment. No, but seriously, that's when things started to happen in my life. That's when I started seeing what God was calling me to do. And I can assure you right now, my prayer life's not where it needs to be. I'm not there yet. But I'm getting a little closer. I'm getting a little closer. I'm praying more. I'm being much more diligent. I'm looking for answers. I'm listening to people. I'm listening to God. You see, I'm not there yet. I am not there yet. But I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you. And I know everyone's not called to be a pastor. Everyone's not called the same, or called by God in the same ways. But I want to challenge you this morning to apply these seven things to your prayer life. I want to challenge you to apply these seven things to your prayer life every day. I want to remind you what those things are. They're worship, praise, thanksgiving, confession, supplication, intercession, and dedication. Once you start applying these things, you'll start seeing things happening. You'll start seeing God at work. You'll start hearing His voice. You see, if you commit to applying these things to your life, I can assure you that you'll see things happen in your own spiritual life. You'll see things start to happen around you. If you're here today and you think God's calling you to a specific ministry, I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to pray with you this morning. Or if you're here today and you don't know Jesus, you haven't accepted Him as your personal Savior, today's a great morning to start this journey. It's a great morning. It's a great opportunity. I'd love to pray with you. I'd love to walk this walk with you. But again, pray for me. Pray for each other. And I promise you, I'm praying for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, I just come to you just to give you thanks. Lord, you are an awesome God. You have blessed us with more than we need. Lord, I just pray now for each person here, each person listening, Lord, that they start relying on you and start applying these things to their lives, Lord. Help me in my daily walk. Help me in my prayer life, Lord. I'm not there enough. I'm not worthy of your forgiveness, Lord, but you forgive me anyway. Lord, thank you so much for, again, each individual here. Lord, I pray for them. We have people struggling with some health issues, Lord. We still have a country that's divided, Lord. I pray for our country. I pray for everyone who's been affected by the coronavirus. I pray for everyone who's been affected by the division in our country that's going on right now, Lord. I just pray that you place your healing hands upon us. Lord, that we pray to you for all our needs, and we give you thanks. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.